four, Dan Kraus seeks variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, section 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the west side of Arabian Parkway and the east side of Tennessee Walk within the Arabian Acres subdivision. The 911 address is not yet assigned. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 10, Parcel 35. The applicants are seeking a 5-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback requirement from Arabian Parkway side, a 6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement along Tennessee Walk, a 7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for proposed steps along Tennessee Walks, and a 17-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback for a proposed deck along Tennessee Walk, a 15.4-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the proposed dwelling along Tennessee Walk, and a 5.5-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the proposed dwelling on Tennessee Walk. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Please be sworn in with Mr. Sharp. Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Hi. Hi, Dan Kraus, 20 Bradford Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Freddie Botta, Moonlight Architecture, 29003 Lewis Georgetown Highway, Lewis, Delaware.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
I do.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, ladies and gentlemen?
The floor is yours.
Thank you. I am working with Mr. Kraus. I am Freddie with Moonlight Architecture. He approached us on this lot that he had to build a house, that he purchased to build a house. And unfortunately, he found out after talking to me that the lot was really not that buildable. So I suggested to him that we apply for a variance of a reduction from the rear property, or not, it's a front property. It has, the uniqueness of the property is the fact that it's a triangular yacht. It has a lot and it has two front yard or streets and two front setbacks. Tennessee Walk and of course Arabian Parkway. So we're kind of orienting the house towards the front, towards Arabian Acres, which is most of the development in that area. And of course Tennessee Walk is just a paper roadway. It doesn't actually exist at this point in time. So we tried to put other houses on this property, small ranchers and stuff, but the length and uniqueness of the property prevents even a rancher from being here. So we're trying to present a small two-story house, but even with that, and we're only looking at about a 1,500 square foot house, it's still kind of too difficult to present that and place this on the property. So that's why we're requesting the setbacks, the multiple setbacks, simply because, as you can see on the exhibit, the property jogs back and forth and up and down. So with respect to the first question, you know, the property is a triangular lot. You know, it's a very unique lot, and because of the two setbacks, it kind of kills the ability to do anything even conventional on the property. Even trying to put a modular on there would not work. So the second question, of course, otherwise cannot be developed. And as I just presented to you, like I said, with the two 30-foot setbacks, it basically kills any sort of area that's buildable out there. Not created by the applicant. Of course, Mr. Kraus, as I said, you know, purchased the property. He did not develop his property and present it to be, you know, buildable to people, but he purchased it, unfortunately, after the fact and realized a lot of things after that fact. So we're not going to alter the essential character of the neighborhood. As I mentioned to you, we're trying to have this house blend in with the rest of the houses in the Arabian Acres, so along Arabian Parkway. Because once again, that's part of why we're asking for that front setback of reduction of 5 feet along Arabian Parkway, so that we can have a front stoop to walk out of the house and then get down onto the main grade and stuff. But we are not putting anything that's, you know, out of this world crazy, and we're going to keep in character with the rest of the houses that are in that neighborhood. And then lastly, of course, with the minimum variance, I know it's a lot to understand. I mean, initially we presented just a reduction of 20 feet from the front setback along Tennessee Walk, but rather than ask, you know, for that one fail swoop, we're asking for just sort of a unique setback with presenting the plan that we've kind of come up with for the house. So
Can I add one thing about?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
I'll add one thing. I also sent the soil and the septic design. So I think that when they did the soil work, where the house is the best land for a standard septic. So I'm having a little bit of a, you know, issue. It was going to cost me more to put the septic on the other side where I sent you. We have that exhibit anyway. So as far as hardship, you know, I'm going through one with the septic because the best land is where the house is. And now, you know, I have to put it on the other side, which is a more, you know, heavily designed, a little more expensive system. So anyway, it's just a, you know, this lot seems to keep having problems, but.
So as you're aware, if we put it on the gravity type system, your standard septic system, it would push it, you know, deeper into the triangle, and there was really no room whatsoever to build it there. So that's kind of why the design's getting pushed into this direction.
Does that complete your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Any questions?
Do you have a septic permit?
I don't have a septic permit yet. I have a preliminary design, but I was advised not to get the permit until we knew what we were going to do with the house.
He already has a substantial investment into the property, and we don't want to invest more if it's not going to be, you know, feasible.
So Tennessee Walk is, I guess, a proposed street at one time, maybe in the future?
I'm not sure exactly what the plan is for it, but it was presented when the initial development, I think, was built. And like I said, it just sort of terminates at the end of a farmland, but there's nothing there right now. It's just trees.
And I was told not, you know, that there'll never be anything. Nobody's going to develop. If you go back there, I don't know the family that started this. And so there might be an issue that nobody's going to do it. Otherwise, they probably would have done it by now, but
right.
My opinion.
How big's the house going to be?
It's only 1,500 square feet.
Maybe 17, you know, depending on.
One story, two story?
Two story.
Two story, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go one, but there's no way we could squeeze one. I mean, so that's one reason, you know, we're going to still go up to make it, ask for the, you know, the least variance we can get.
That's why I was saying earlier that even a rancher, a 1,500 square foot rancher, would not fit on that site. So.
Heating and AC units, steps, or any of these? I don't see anything.
They're on there. Yeah.
I'm not sure which date or presentation you have, but there's a proposed location.
I see it right here.
Possibly one in the setback side, which one's on the other side, the garage side. So we try to keep them inside the setback.
Yeah, the front steps are probably the only thing, just to give you a little better, you know, better looking for the house instead of just a square box, you know.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Have you had, do you think this will pose any visibility issues on Arabian Parkway?
No.
No.
I mean, like, as we said, we're going to try and conform to the 30-foot front yard setback, so there shouldn't be any more. And that's pretty much in line with a lot of the other houses that are in that neighborhood.
All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present that's in favor of this application?
Just kidding.
Is there anyone present that's in opposition of this application? Operator?
If anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone on the line is in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Six total.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, six.
Okay, if there are no further questions, I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12564 for Mr. Dan Krause for the requested six variances pending a final written decision. Property has unique physical conditions due to the shape of the lot, being it's a triangle. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. And the six variances therefore necessary to make the lot usable. The variances will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property. And these variances represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Warple.
Aye for the reason stated. Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman.
Aye for my reasons.
And aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12564 has been approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
Next case.
Case number 12565, Michael Kelly, seeks variances from the corner front yard setback requirements for proposed structures, section 115-25, 115-182, and 115-185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Wilson Avenue within Cape Windsor Subdivision. The 911 address is 38765 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 533, map 20.14, parcel 70. The applicant is requesting a 3.5-foot variance and a 3.9-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front yard setback for a proposed deck extension and requesting a 12.1-foot variance from the 15-foot corner front property line for a proposed accessory structure. We have one letter of support, zero letters of opposition, and two mail returns.